Amen. This morning, as we do once a month in our congregation, we celebrate communion in remembrance of Him, and that's what we're going to do right now. If you're a guest with us this morning, you're more than welcome to participate. The most important thing is that you've surrendered your life to Jesus. Thank you, fellas. Thank you so much. Let me read these scriptures as you receive the elements of communion this morning. For I received from the Lord, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 33, I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man and woman examine himself or herself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world." The beauty of what we get to celebrate as we come here this morning is to remember our best friend who stepped in place of us, who took our sins, our sicknesses, our griefs, and our sorrows, and was brutally beaten and impaled upon a cross for you and for me. As we sit here, stand here this morning, we take communion in remembrance of him, not based on our own good works, because we remember we don't have any good works that are good enough. Who we need is Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad Jesus loves you so much? He said, "Father, forgive them." And he took our place. Aren't you glad?
Yes.
So as we participate in this bread this morning, we do so knowing his body was broken for us. As we drink the fruit of the vine, we do so knowing that he washes us clean by his blood that he shed. And that's the good news of Jesus. If you have any aught with anybody, difficult with anybody, go to take care of it now if you're in this congregation. If there's somebody outside of this place you need to get something right with, do your best to make it right. Go to them, take communion, make a commitment to the Lord that you'll take it, and then go make things right. If you've tried and those people don't want things to be right, there's nothing more you can do but leave that in the hands of the Lord. But this morning, with tender hearts, we come to participate in him. Let's just pause for a few moments and be still before him, and then we'll participate. Jesus, we thank you that you're the God who does everything well. You're the one who planned for our redemption and our Redeemer, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you so much for coming to take our punishment, our sicknesses, our sorrows, our griefs. Jesus, thank you that you're our best friend, that you invite us and speak to us with that still small voice and invite you to speak to us as we listen. Thank you, Lord, that intimacy Pastor Sherry just spoke of is what you speak to us about and welcome us to. Lord, we do this morning in remembrance of you. Let's participate in the bread together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your body broken for me. Can you say that with me? Thank you, Lord, for your body broken for me. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you that it's your blood that ratifies this new covenant, this new testament. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood that you shed that cleanses us from sin, that washes us clean. Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. We give you praise now as we participate together in remembrance of you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we belong to you. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord, for being so good, so great, so mighty. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is good. And all the time.
God is good.
To turn.